The tone last night was heated. In one sharp exchange, Gomez asked Markey if he supported term limits. It was one of the many digs at Markey's 37 years in Congress. Markey shot back that Gomez got help from some veteran politicians himself.
Mr. Gomez, you just had John McCain in campaigning for you 3 weeks ago. Did you ask John McCain to leave the Senate? No, Mr. Gomez, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not. You did not tell John McCain that you don't think he belongs in the Senate anymore as you were praising him at that press conference. That
I did,
just
actually,
did not happen.
Markey repeatedly pressed Gomez for more information about clients he worked for at the private equity firm Advent International.
He still hasn't released who his clients were, who he worked for, as he brags about his business career. And I do believe that the people of Massachusetts have a right to know.
Gomez responded that President Barack Obama was a client at Advent International. The president's pension fund from his years as an Illinois lawmaker is invested with the company. Gomez attacked Markey as an ineffective career politician while describing himself as bipartisan.
And only one of us is actually bipartisan by experience to actually go down there and work across the aisle and get both sides to get them together. And if you go down there, Congressman, nothing changes. It's going to be the exact same vote.
Gomez has been trying to appeal to independents and conservative Democrats, but Markey said Gomez is the typical conservative.
Mr. Gomez says he's running as a new kind of Republican, but it's actually the oldest, stalest Republican ideas.
The election is on June 25th. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.